Firstly, of the quaddy is a filly's a mare's maiden over the 1,200 metres. Withdrawals here are 4, 7, 11 and 14. Jalay is the favourite here, number 12, for Regan Bayless and John O'Shea at 185. Endomologist at $5.50. Dan's at $7.10. Miazoy and then Vignata is a $15 chance.
Yeah, look, I think the two of the top of the market are those you need to put into the quaddy. I think Jalay is short enough. She's tightened up very, very firmly this morning. Her trick is the gate here, I think. There's some other speed here where she gets her in her trials recently. She's sort of been just off speed midfield in her latest trial. So Regan Bayless has got that job to try to position her to good effect. But you give a tick to both her trials, the way she's finished them off. And certainly if you go back to her February debut in the Canterbury Maiden, form through, that's pretty solid for something like this. We fancy she's a filly of some quality, and if that's the case, you'd expect her to be hard to beat here. This newcomer Entomologist for Ryan and Alexio has trialled pleasingly, could get on speed here from a low draw, I think just lands on pace and settle closer in her second trial than her first, and she's clearly best of the few newcomers here. So I think she's the biggest danger, in fact. So 12 ahead of 2. 3 Miss Tulip at some odds has come back reasonably well, and the Toppy Dan Zett as a fresh horse could have something to offer. But 12 and 2 ahead of Jump War Race 5.
Race number 6 on the program, a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 7, 8 and 11. Tabfix Dodd's favourite for this 1,200 metre contest. Head Legislator for Nashua Will of $3, $5. Bruckner, Ticket to Anywhere, $6. $10 Uncle Al Pal and Beckons at 11 along with Hombre.
Yes, another maiden. This one's for the boys, of course. And again, we get a few newcomers thrown in. Don't think they're big players here. The first starter. Look, I think Beckons is attractive odds to me. This is number 9. Dolphin horse who had one run, the very chilly Goulburn a couple of weeks ago on the heavy 10, was well supported there. Got on speed there in a field of 7. Just was outgunned, clearly beaten by the winner, but could be better for that. And there's not a heap of speed jumping off the page here with these. Beckons again, getting double figures about him. I think he's one to respect. 6 Uncle Al Pal is also a horse that has come back well with a run at this track and tripped. Has been big odds at every start, but I don't think he should be today. Brock Ryan, of course, on board. He's ridden the horse to his best two efforts so far, and is on board again. So he's another winning chance. Head Legislator, certainly, absolutely. I mean, his placings have been Brisbane and Canterbury first up, where he sort of battled away again, beaten clearly by the winner off the heavy onto something drier here, much drier. He gets to Posse pretty comfortably from the draw that he's got. So yes, he could win. 14th, Ike Beckons, my top tip, gets blinkers added here as well. 14, they've got blinkers going on, and Ticket to Anywhere has placed his two starts. Draws the rail here. Interesting race here. Not sure about that price for Head Legislator. I think it's deeper than that. 9, 6, 3, and 14 for me.
9, 6, 3, 14 race 6. Race number 7 is 64 over 1,200 metres. 1, 10, 12, 13 come out here. Peregrination is the favourite, $3.30. Miss Baltimore, $3.50. Joy of Mirth at $5.50. War Memorial and Young Heart, a $10 chance.
Yeah, well, this is very interesting because we are back to a field of 9 here. Our two go forward horses are these two that have been winning, Miss Baltimore and Peregrination, who have come back and just have lifted their game quite clearly from what they were offering in their first preparation. They've been doing it on heavy tracks. Of course, Peregrination won on the synthetic at Canberra first up as well, but they've been winning comfortably by spaces as well. Ostensibly, they look the two that could go forward here and dominate the race. I've got the three-year-old gelding on top, Peregrination number 9, can jump and run from that inside draw, and we'll see how much pressure the mare applies. Miss Baltimore, she's going to be up there. The opposite end, for second selection here, I've got a horse called Joy and Mirth, number 6. Could be right out the back. But I think this is a suitable race. Likes her latest finish. She has form at Kembla, handles it in all sorts of conditions, so she won't be fazed by a dry track today. So 9, 6, and 8. I draw the line there for the Quaddie Wall Memorial next best with Bowman aboard. 9, 6, 8, and 5.
Race number 8 of Fillies and Mares Class 1 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 6, 11, 13 and 14. The Tabfax Dodds favourite here is Jeanne d'Arc at $4.80. All that sass at $5.50. Isla Nathan then $5.50. Comeback Star Zuli $6.50. And Eberle at $7.
Yeah, well, that's the one. Eberle at $7 is the top selection for me. Wide draw, yeah, sure, but is able to nullify that quite quickly, I think, by crossing up. She's a local with a very good record on. She's been around here on 5 occasions for a win and 4 places, so she never missed top 3, including a few at this trip as well. She looks a natural go-forward horse here. She's third up, stablemate scratch from the race. Bit to like about her at the each-way odds, 7 on top. Jeanne d'Arc is certainly a danger, fresh today, but has trialled well. Bayless aboard. First up last time was a disaster. Just didn't go a yard there, really. So a win fresh form in the first prep was pretty good. So just look at the trials and you give her a tick. This is a winnable race for her, I think. 3 Comeback Star next in line. And ain't Misty Brook not the worst at low double figures? We'll want further, but has run pretty well fresh and is quite a consistent sort as well for Kerry Parker. 7, 2, 3, and 8 for the last.
7, 2, 3, 8, final event on the program. Kev, your best bet value, Quaddie and play for Kembla, please.
Yeah, I've spent a long time thinking about a best bet. There's a few races today that I don't want to go near, and to be honest. Race 4, there's a horse resuming here called Unaquir. It was last finishing midfield in a Group 1, that's the Champagne Stakes. Now, that's not to suggest that he's a star or anything. You know, midfield in a 2-year-old Group 1. It can get a bit scratchy back from midfield onwards in those races, but he's come back and trialled pretty well. I liked what he did at the start of his first preparation. He does appear, even though this is not a, you know, super easy race, wouldn't say that by any means. He does appear to be the horse who's perhaps going to the highest level. So he's the one for me. Race 4, number 3 for Jean and Jean, Van Overmeer and Dubois. So like that combo as well. Race 4, number 3, the best. At value in the last, as mentioned, Eberle is a home tracker who's got a good record here. And don't worry about that draw. Race 8, number 7 as the value. In the Quaddie's first leg, we're going 2 and 12 only. The second leg, putting in 3, 6, 9 and 14. In the third leg, 6, 8 and 9. And we're home with 2, 3, 7 and 8 for the Kembla Quaddie.
Best of luck today, Kev.
All right, cheers, Brendan.